This is Marjolein van Meulen. Welcome to our new episode from People from Ibiza. And today we are in a very special place in Ibiza with Biba. So welcome, Biba.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
it's wonderful to be here with you.
Yeah, and I'm very happy to be here. And we met each other just 2 days ago. And that's how it works on Ibiza. If you feel a resonation with a person, you get in touch and you speak about your life. And what I found out, you have an amazing life story.
Thank you. Yeah, it is quite unique and adventurous.
Yeah.
I'm happy to share it with all of you today.
Thank you. And how did you come to Ibiza? What is your story? Because you have a beautiful story as well.
Well, you know, my story with Ibiza goes back into time. You know, I have to take you back maybe like around 15 years ago. I was really obsessed with traveling the world. I always wanted to leave my home country, Holland, because I felt it was too limiting for me. I wanted to explore culture. I wanted to explore the world. I was interested in textiles and collecting and, you know, learning from different people. So I was always eager to leave. And I was traveling to places like to Thailand, Australia, India, Laos, America. And that's when my travel passion started. And it was always my dream to move away from Holland and to move to a place with a tropical climate where I could feel more free, more in nature, and closer to home. And so Ibiza was a logic choice. I always met people who were living there, who had a good story about the island. So I felt like, yeah, I have to go there. But I didn't know how or when. I didn't know anybody there. And so I met this nice girl in Thailand, and she invited me. She said she was born there, and I could stay with her. So that was my first step on the island. Maybe it was around 10 years ago. I arrived with 3 suitcases full with my beautiful collection, ready to spread the work that I was doing. And then my adventure started. Like, somehow the island showed me that everything was possible and that I manifested one thing after the other. I didn't have a car license, so I had to embrace the reality that I had to start hitchhiking. And so in the beginning, I felt a little awkward, but then very soon it became kind of a sport for me, and I was becoming really good at it, and I was meeting amazing people, and I was ending up in really beautiful situations, all because I was just so open to get into people's car and to talk with them and to hear their life stories. And always on the go with my collection, you know, on the side of the road with my clothing rag and a bag full of my designs, going to the San Juan market and selling my stuff there in a very, like, bohemian way, you know, to arrive just by hitchhiking.
It sounds very easy, but it's your personality as well who took the choice, okay, yeah, let's do this, like, and like hitchhiking and just this meet these people, you are open for it, isn't it?
You have to be in the right energy and in the right flow to embrace it. If you feel resistance, then it's not going to be nice. But somehow I felt that it was the right thing to do to really get to know the island and its people. And open up to all the possibilities that life was presenting me. And so I met wonderful people, and I moved from one place to the next because I didn't like the house where the girl lived. So then before I knew it, I was first living in a beautiful old house in Daltvila, and then my dream was to live in a teepee, but it turned out to be a yurt, and I was living in a yurt in the middle of nature, surrounded by wildflowers and running around in my dresses, and it was really a fairy tale, you know. So then I start to make friends on the island, and I kept coming back every year until one of my friends inspired me. Really, she showed me how it is to live here and how to work here and really create a life. So she was the one to really inspire me to take that decision and take that step.
And when was that? When you really took the step to live on the island?
That was a little bit more than 2.5 years ago. I arrived here in Ibiza to live with my friend. And then after one day, I found this house and I immediately moved in, and it was like meant to be.
It really...
It's like the house feels totally like me.
Yeah,
like as soon as I put my stuff in there, it was like, this is where it belongs.
Yeah.
This doesn't belong in a small apartment in Amsterdam. Like all the objects are collected from all over the world. I collect antique, I collect vintage. Like objects with a soul, with a story that are handcrafted. So to bring it together with the authentic feeling of these old fincas that you have here in Ibiza was really incredible to melt these two together.
Wow, what an amazing story. Really, sounds like a fairy tale. Yes, yes. It's very nice to hear. And this is possible for everybody. But it seems also that you travel around the world, you would find a place where you can meet the world somewhere. Did you find this here in Ibiza?
Well, the people here are from everywhere. You know, you meet people from all over the world with different stories, different backgrounds. But what they have in common is they wanna live their life in a different way. They don't wanna be part of the system. They want to do it differently. You know, they're looking for a sense of freedom and being true to themselves. And this is not easy in this world. You know, most people in big cities, they have a regular job and they have to take care of a family and a mortgage. And here, this island is attracting people that are up for a different way of living. And most of them arrive here with big dreams and hopes, and they want to do something different. And the energy of this island really feels that this creativity of the people here, it gives it a really special energy.
It is, that there is a lot of... people are also searching, but there is a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm.
And here on the island, and that it seems like that the island invites you to come here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that you have to feel this feeling where you have to be. Mm-hmm. And that you're always on the right place, on the right moment. And here on this island, it seems like it's very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can meet yourself, and you just came from traveling around the world again.
Mm-hmm.
Now. And what is your plan now to do here? Do you want to make a new start? What is your future? What are your plans now at this moment? Because I think you start over and over again. Every time you start your life in a new moment, it does feel like me for this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's a journey to really find what your soul mission is, you know? I have been on this journey for a long time, and I make the steps. And then I have to sometimes redirect myself, because I'm trying to find the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And so every year something happens that redirects me a little bit, but it gives me a lot of clarity about what is the right path.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that arriving here on the island is definitely the right path. And I created this incredible sanctuary space where I don't only live, but it's also my atelier, my art studio. I design my customized pieces here with antique fabrics. And that is actually my biggest passion, is to merge and to combine different cultures, different countries together, work with handcrafted traditions that are almost forgotten. Like if you take the Indian textiles, a lot of this old craft work is not made anymore. And so I want to remember that, and I want to honor that, and I want to reinvent it. So actually, I am right now, I'm in the middle of almost launching my new brand called Atelier Nomade. And the name is actually my life story. I'm the nomad. I'm traveling the world, but not in the old way, in the new way. I'm like a modern nomad. I am, you know, having my own business, and I'm integrating my business with my travels, and I'm getting inspired to share my adventures, manifested in clothing. You know, it's like I want to share my travel stories. It's like textile poetry to wear. And so right now I have created this incredible, beautiful kimono collection and kaftan collection made from hand-woven raw silks by artisan women in India. And I'm going to customize them here in my atelier in Ibiza, one by one, with antique tapes and patches.
So it's full of your energy. You want to bring the world together. You want to bring the art together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually wearing one of your dresses, and I feel like a princess. And so it's also about that you give the world to this woman or women who's going to wear this dress.
Mm-hmm.
What is your vision about the women who are going to wear your dresses?
Well, I take them on a journey. You know, my dress is full with the vibrations of my travels. So when you wear the piece, your vibration will rise. And I want the women to embrace their uniqueness and to shine and to feel empowered. And not to feel uncomfortable. All my styles are super soft and comfortable and easy to wear. I don't want the women to be uncomfortable and not to breathe because something is too tight. I want them to really be relaxed and enjoy, but in beauty, you know?
Yes, and to empower themselves as well. Because I feel really beautiful and honored that I wear your dress now.
Thank you.
On this beautiful place. And I'm very curious, because you are very talented with creation from all over the world. And is there something your parents are also, or your ancestors in the creativity, artists, clothing? What is your story about your parents and ancestors? Because you're so creative.
Mm-hmm. Well, my father has been designing houses, and my mother has been working in the clothing industry. But I also been always kind of on my own. I was the one to decide to travel the world, and I was the one to decide that I want to do things different. So I feel that I've been really on my own. Deep journey.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I had to do it because I felt that I was missing things in my life, and I was looking for answers. Mm-hmm. I was looking for a place of, find people that I can resonate with. And many times during my travels in India, I met these people I didn't meet in my hometown.
Yeah. So you were traveling also around the world to meet something in yourself, to fulfill yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, beautiful. Yeah. I'm a little bit speechless now, because I think the idea of bringing all your work together and also embrace and empower this ladies from India,
mm-hmm.
who's making
mm-hmm.
this artwork and bring it together, and now here to the island, but also from here you want to spread it to the mm-hmm. world, to sell it in mm-hmm. LA or California or other places in the world. If we go back to the island, what does the island give to you for your creativity? Does it work for you to create here? Is it a special place to get inspired?
Mm. There's a lot of space here. So there's space to be and to ground and to be creative in my own process. Because when I'm traveling, for instance, I just came back from India. I was there for 4 months. to work on my new collection, and it's such an overwhelming country and the energy is so strong and so chaotic and so noisy. So then coming home to Ibiza is a different world. It's a world where I finally can weave all the ideas together, you know, where I can be in peace and find the space to integrate everything. Mm-hmm. So for me, to keep the balance, because I love action and I love adventure and I love being in crazy cities, but I also love the calmness and I love the peace, and I need to be grounding in my home in order to be productive. So I need both sides. So for that, Ibiza is really good because there's endless land here and nature, and yeah, I created my own bubble here.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. And so this island, and of course the world and life, is giving and receiving. And so this island gives you balance, gives you grounding, mm-hmm. give you silence as well, creativity. And is there something what you feel you give back to the island? How do you see that, the mm-hmm. giving and receiving here? Is it in balance in your life? How do you see that here around?
Mm-hmm.
What is your experience about this?
Well, my mission is to bring more women together and to give art and fashion a new perspective. Because the island has been known in the 70s for being, you know, the place to be for artists, writers, designers, movie stars. It was really like a super inspiring place. And lately it has become a little bit too commercial, you know. It attracts the wealthy people. It attracts a lot of the people who are doing retreats. But sometimes I feel that the artistic side is going down, because these commercial markets that are there, they don't have that quality or that energy of the really high value of art, you know. And that is something that I want to bring back to the island. And my vision is to collaborate with other artists and create a community to start something, to spread our work in a beautiful way that is really something new and something more high level than what is happening right now.
I love this idea. Really.
And so I have a beautiful space here, and I did already some pop-ups last two seasons to experiment with that. And I see there is a lot of talent, but the real talent is still a little bit hidden. Like what you see in the stores is sometimes too commercial. And it's my mission to really bring the true artists together and be able to shine and show their work.
And to go back to the source as well.
Yeah, to give new life to the art scene of Ibiza.
Yeah.
And of course, I can't do that alone.
No, but people.
And many people are already there doing something similar. But it's the time now to come together and to bundle our powers.
Yeah, and we need each other now at this moment. We have to cooperate, work together. It's a new time, and there's a new time coming as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think the commercial thing for and the new thing, maybe it can merge together.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is good, nothing is bad. But now, because you see this, you want to create this more, the source art power come back to the island. And it's mm-hmm. wonderful. And you have this power. You have this energy. And I was looking at that as well here on the island. Where is the art? Where are these artistic persons I've met in the 80s and the 90s?
Yeah.
And now I met you, so it makes me very happy. Yeah.
Thank you.
It really touches me as well. So thank you very much. Do you want to say something to inspire the listeners about their life, about their talent, about their creation? Because you really live your soul, your dream, your passion, but you follow very good your path.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like very easy.
It's not easy at all, because that's what I wanted to say, like, you know, to really follow your intuition and your heart is also scary, because there's not always the security if it will work or if it will be financially realistic. And so you have to take some risks in life, and it's not always easy, you know. But that's what also brings you further in life. You have to take risks. So what I realize is that it's so important to follow your soul mission, to really, I think this time right now is really there for people to step into their own power and not follow the mainstream anymore. We need people that think different, that act different, that bring something new to the world. And I believe these people will become more and more important, and these people will become more and more abandoned. And there will be more space for that, because the world needs that.
Beautiful, Biba. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this empowerment for all the listeners and your beautiful story. And yeah, thank you for listening this podcast. I can talk hours with Biba.
And we will, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a wonderful story traveling around the world. But please listen to your soul, what Biba telling us, and listen to yourself. It's not always easy, but sometimes you have to take the risk.
Mm-hmm.
So go for it, I would say. And
get it clear what you want, you know, because a lot of people, they don't even know what they want. They think that their biggest dreams are not possible, but it is possible.
Yeah.
You have to believe in it, and you have to get it clear. As soon as you have it clear, you can work towards it.
Yeah, and I also believe that every person has his own talent, and that every person is very powerful. And my wish is that every person believe that he or she can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so you help these people with telling your story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we make this beautiful podcast, People from Ibiza.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
thank you very much for listening. And see you soon. And feel free, if you want to donate something, see the link in the bio. And yeah, let's go and have this beautiful life. And feel your passion, what you want to do, and believe in yourself. So, see you soon. Ciao, ciao.